Welcome back to another episode of Health Hacks as I continue talking about the power of our unconscious mind. And today I want to share with you the fact that your unconscious mind, think of it as like being toddler age. It talks to you in simple phraseology, symbols, and signs. Think of your intuition. You get these, you know, little gut feelings. Sometimes it's the butterfly in the stomach, or sometimes you get an idea just pop into your head with an answer to something you've been working on, and it's just one word or a phrase, and it's still not fully comprehensible by the conscious mind, but it's the unconscious mind giving you answers and supporting you. And the other thing that is really interesting to know, and honestly, I wish I knew this when my kids were little, that the unconscious mind does not process negatives. So think about it this way. If you say to someone, "Don't let me forget my glasses," your unconscious mind hears, "Let me forget my glasses." And guess what? You probably forget them. So instead, you want to be asking people, "Help me remember my glasses." Now let's put this in perspective of parents talking to our little ones, our toddlers, when we say, "Don't do that." What do they hear? All their little unconscious mind hears is, "Do that." It isn't processing the don't. So how many times have you told your child, "Don't blah, blah, blah," and they go ahead and do it? And you think they're being belligerent, obnoxious, disrespecting you, being difficult, and they're not. They haven't processed that word, don't. So start to think about how you can communicate with your young children. And this is true even for adults. The unconscious mind isn't processing the difference, the negative. The difference between the young child and the adult is the young child below the age of about 7 is entirely in their unconscious mind. At that point, there really is very little delineation between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. They haven't learned how to think logically, problem solve, etc. They're in their unconscious mind, the home of their imagination. Whereas when we get to the age of 7 to 9, we start to develop our critical faculty, which is the barrier between the conscious and the unconscious mind. It's like a lace gateway, and we want it to be as porous as possible. The more porous it is, the more we can easily move between our conscious and unconscious mind and have rapport with our unconscious mind. However, many adults don't have that rapport because we haven't been taught the tools of our unconscious mind. We let it do its thing, but we don't pay any attention to it. Many people don't even realize that they have an unconscious mind, let alone that it actually makes up 90% of our mind. And so when we say "don't da-da-da" to an adult, if they're entirely in their conscious mind, they can process that. But to a young child who's entirely in their unconscious mind, they can't process that. And a classic example is, I remember this. When I was about 5, I was sitting in my kitchen cooking with my mother, and she turned on the stove and she turned on the element. And I was sitting right next to the element she turned on. And she said to me, "Don't touch it. It's hot." And what did I do? I immediately touched it. And I even know that consciously I knew that I shouldn't. However, my unconscious mind had me touch it because it hadn't processed the negative and it was following what my mother had said. Touch the element. It's hot. And then, of course, it saved me because it pulled my hand off very, very quickly. And I had a slight burn, a very minor burn. However, that was a classic example of my little unconscious mind following the instructions without being able to process the negative. Here's another fun one. If you just close your eyes for a minute and I say, "Don't think of a blue tree," what is the first thing you think of, even as an adult? You probably thought of and envisioned a blue tree. So I just thought I'd share that fun little tip with you today, that the unconscious mind doesn't process negatives. Now, as you know that, think about how you can change the way you speak to other people and the way you speak to yourself in order to be building better communication with your unconscious mind.